The 2016 Mother Earth Day celebration, which is expected to be celebrated in 193 countries, is significant as it is coming shortly after the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris, France, which produced a widely accepted agreement. This year's celebration is also unique as the landmark Paris Agreement is scheduled to be signed by the United States, China, and 120 other countries. The ceremony satisfies a key requirement for the coming into force of the historic Climate Protection Treaty adopted by a consensus of the 195 nations that attended the conference in Paris. An environmentalist, Professor Ladipo Olukayode, explains the essence of the celebration as it applies to Nigeria. The theme for the celebration, Three for Life, seeks to get governments across the world, public and private sectors, non-governmental organizations, as well as public-spirited individuals to intensify tree planting efforts in order to meet the goal of 1.8 billion trees within the next 5 years when the Mother Earth Day would clock 50 years. A cross-section of government officials and environmental advocates want all stakeholders not only to embark on aggressive tree planting, but also to preserve the nation's remaining forest reserves because trees help to clean up the atmosphere and sustain life. To tackle desertification, which is reported to be affecting about 33% of Nigeria's landmass, as well as to key into global afforestation programs, including the Billion Tree Campaign by the United Nations Environment Programme in 2006, the authorities have launched various tree planting initiatives in the country. These include the Eco Green Dream Initiative, aimed at planting 6,000 trees in three local government areas in Lagos State, and the Plant a Million Trees 2020 by the African Center for Environmental Protection. Nigeria is also pursuing the Great Green Wall Program, GGW, of creating a wall of trees along the desert frontline states in the northern states to check for the encroachment of the desert down south and recover land already destroyed by the disaster. Many Nigerians believe that the idea of tree planting has not yielded the desired result, which is buttressed by the fact that the nation has not been able to replace its trees the way they were at independence. Tree planting has been sabotaged by factors such as discontinuity in government policies, the ignorance on the part of the people on the importance of trees, as well as the heavy use of land for physical development at the expense of the provision of green areas. The loss of tree covers has been blamed for most of the nation's environmental problems, such as global warming, erosion, increase in the number of diseases, and the reduction of life expectancy, which currently stands at about 50 in the country. An environmentalist, Dr. Desmond Majikoromi, says in order to protect future generations, the way to go is tree planting.
What we can do now is to plant trees, and more trees, which are the lungs of the earth, which are the life belt of the earth, which is what absorbs the carbon dioxide to keep us alive and our children alive. We buried our children last year because of the floods. So we have to come to the realization that this is a serious issue and we need to avert the crisis from going worse.
Humanity derives immense benefits from trees, such as absorbing excess carbon dioxide, which destroys the atmosphere and causes global warming. Trees also make the air clean for people to breathe while also helping communities to achieve long-term economic and environmental sustainability by providing them with food, energy, and income. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.